that phrase, when the dish hits the fan, well, the wall next to the fan is splattered and disgusting AF. People say, oh, what's the big deal? It's always been like this. Nothing different coming down the pike.
Digital currency, central banking digital currency coming. They're going to be able to track what you can spend. They'll be able to turn off your bank account if you exceed your carbon credits, stuff like that. This is all about control.
What people are worried about with CBDCs, it's not the fact that it's the Federal Reserve issuing the token.
They don't want
their money to be programmed, tracked, and censored.
But, you know, climate change has also been, whether you believe in climate change or you don't, it's obvious that the solutions to climate change are there not to actually solve climate change, but there to control you.
So it's only going to be a limited number of people that are going to be able to issue these stable coins. And it turns out people tied directly to the administration or in the administration are the biggest direct beneficiary.
We see this for what it is. We don't trust the government. We don't carry papers, and we won't be carrying digital IDs.
Trump's job is to get you to stay asleep until they throw the trap.
We are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers.
It's a trap.
If you get central digital control in an all-digital monetary system, and I don't care, you know, what vehicle you use to do it, whether it's a Federal Reserve CBDC or Ripple or Bitcoin or something else we create, you know, WorldCoin, you know, if you do that, you are walking into a digital concentration camp.
So there are two pieces of legislation. One has passed and the other is about to pass. And the one that's about to pass is actually even more dangerous. But the first was the Genius Act.
Cities and digital currency, where they can track how you're spending it, so they can control your carbon footprint, and they can turn off your money, so they can stop you from traveling or purchasing or doing anything. You know, the things that Aldous Huxley and Orwell wrote about seem to be coming true. We seem to be living in it.
So Bitcoin itself has no intrinsic value. It's used heavily by sex traffickers, money launderers, ransomware.
If you knew who was really behind Bitcoin, really behind Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you could to sell it.
I'm Jeffrey Epstein, funded Bitcoin development in 2015 secretly via the MIT Media Lab.
If you knew who started Bitcoin, you had Bitcoin, you couldn't sleep at night.
And that means, go back to the pandemic, if they don't want you going more than a mile from your house, your money won't work more than a mile from your house. Your electric car won't work more than a mile from your house. If they don't want you buying pizza, your money won't buy pizza. And you can't pay cash for pizza because you're in an all-digital monetary system.
I'm Jeffrey Epstein, funded Bitcoin development in 2015, secretly.
one of the, we have 14 items in this blueprint of what states need to do. Number one is preserving cash and checks. You need to have, you cannot go to an all digital monetary system. You need to have an analog system. One of the reasons you need to have an analog system, everybody in North Carolina can explain to you why you need an analog system, because when the electricity goes, you better have cash, you better have an analog system. In New Zealand, when the cyclone came through 2 years ago, the head of the central bank stood up, gave a speech afterwards and said, thank God we had cash. If we hadn't had cash, you know, nobody would have been able to transact. After what happened in Western North Carolina, the Norwegian central bank came out and said, you know, we're down to 3% cash. We're going to reverse it because we're looking at what happens during disasters all around the world. And if you don't have cash, you're toast.